This is the True Self Manifestation Podcast, and I am your host, Angel Menudo. I'm a licensed psychotherapist, IFS-informed coach, and a little woo. Through the years, I've tried all the things to manifest the life I've always wanted, and with much exploration and curiosity, I've learned something major about manifestation. To successfully manifest, we must be in our worth and in alignment with our true self and the universe. And to do this, I use internal family systems to delve deep into addressing potential blocks and barriers that impact self-worth. Each week, I'll show you how to harness IFS to connect with your true self, boost self-worth, and conquer the barriers holding you back in life. Join me on this journey to live authentically, break free from limitations, and manifest your best life. It's not a coincidence you're here. Welcome to the True Self Manifestation Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 23 of the True Self Manifestation Podcast. And thank you all for joining me today. Love it. Love it. Today, we're going to talk all about manifesting love. Because you know what? I've noticed through just, my God, what Google searches and going on Pinterest and social media, so many of us, right, are getting stuck when trying to manifest love. So that's what this episode is all about. But not only talking about what's blocking your manifestations, I'm actually going to walk you through an awesome exercise that will identify those parts of you that are blocking, why they're blocking, and what you can do to start having them shift by building trust within the system and all of that. So this is going to be a really great episode to listen to, and you can listen to it quite a few times as I'm walking you through. There's also, everything will be in the show notes too, so you can do this on your own without me. But yeah, there you go. Manifesting love is really just a big thing. So let me ask you some questions to start off. Are you trying to manifest love and keep getting stuck? Do you feel blocked every time you try? Are you noticing you keep attracting the same type of person despite your best efforts to break patterns and cycles? I think that's the big one right there, is that idea that we keep attracting the same type of person, even though we are trying so hard not to. So keep listening because I'm going to get into all of this. Manifesting love is tricky. There's a lot that plays into it. Many things that we don't even take into consideration, such as the relationships we saw growing up, or how our relationships within our families were. There are so many things that can get in the way or play a role in how we view relationships. And this, my friends, is what is blocking you from manifesting love. When we think of manifesting love, we often make a list of the qualities, the characteristics we're looking for. We put it out to the universe and hold our breath, waiting for that perfect manifested love to walk through the door. Maybe you even give it a little nudge by downloading Hinge for the umpteenth time, hoping that this time will be different. Or you hang around the coffee shop for a few extra minutes, trying to make eye contact with that person who's caught your eye a few times. I think many of us are looking for that meet cute, that serendipitous moment when we meet the loves of our lives, the one we have been trying to manifest for so long, the story to end all stories of how we met. And I'm sure this happens, at least somewhere besides a rom-com, right? But let me be honest with you. There is not going to be a meet cute if you do not deal with whatever is going on in your subconscious. That's where the blocks are. Parts of you are holding on to limiting beliefs, past programming, conditioning that play a role in how you perceive relationships. Even if consciously, you know better. If we look at it through the lens of internal family systems, parts of you picked up on what relationships were throughout your childhood and young adult life. These parts learned if it was safe or not to express thoughts, feelings, if you could be independent within a relationship or needed to be codependent. They learned how to be treated, loved, and if love was conditional growing up, all of which play a role in your romantic relationships as well. This includes those patterns of attracting the same type of person. If you notice this, you're probably wondering why this is. Oftentimes, this happens because a part is trying to get redemption. If growing up, you didn't get your needs met, you didn't get the love you needed, didn't feel heard, and so on, the part that became hurt by this will try to seek it out. But it will try to seek it out by the same type of person that did this to begin with. So if you had a parent or caregiver that struggled with showing love and affection, was emotionally unavailable, maybe narcissistic, this part of you is trying to get their needs met by people that are emotionally unavailable, narcissistic, shut down, preoccupied. It doesn't understand that these people are unable to give you what you want. This is where those patterns come in, and awareness is key to this. These parts of you learned ways to keep you safe in even the most unhealthiest of times. Our parts take on these new jobs and roles, trying to keep us safe, feel love, but they don't notice when we get older, have more autonomy, maybe we moved out of a situation, possibly removed ourselves from unhealthy relationships. They just keep doing what they're doing, even if they don't necessarily like it. They just don't know any other way. So in that second, just even thinking about that, thinking about the fact that we have parts of us in there that are just trying to do their best with what they've learned, presumably a long time ago. And maybe just taking a second, and even though you probably don't really agree with their methods, maybe just say thanks. Let them know that you get it, that you won't maybe understand where they're coming from, and that you appreciate them. Because I'm going to tell you something. Our parts love to hear some appreciation. They work their butts off for us. So just do that, just real quick. So as I was saying, though, they don't know any other way. That is until you go in there and talk to them. And in there, I mean into your subconscious as your true self. Then you can connect with your parts and they can understand that they can take a break, take a step back, or even do another job. So how do we identify these parts that are blocking us from manifesting love? When we want to learn more about our parts, when we want to get to know them, we must be in our true self energy. Anything beyond that is just another part stepping in. And this happens quite often. Our parts love to take over and do things for us, including talking to other parts. But our parts are kind of like siblings. If you had a sibling growing up, did you listen to them? Were you kind and compassionate when they told you to do something? Or did you turn into bickering? It usually turns into bickering. Well, you know what? This is the same. This is the same for our parts. They will just be inside bickering. And I have heard time and time again, and I know from even personal experience, that it's like there's that internal war going on sometimes where I have like two sides of me just duking it out, right? Just arguing. These are the parts. But if we are in our true self energy, our parts are kind of just like more relaxed because they don't feel threatened. And sometimes this takes a little work just to kind of go in our true self energy and just kind of hang out with our parts, give them some love, give them some compassion, ask them some questions, being curious until they can build up that trust with us and build that relationship. So then they really listen, which is the whole point of all of this. So right now, I'm just going to run you through a little exercise that I love to do with my clients and I love to do with myself. And you can do this. This is a way that you will find out what parts are blocking your manifestations. So again, as I always say with these exercises, if you're driving, don't do it while you're driving, of course, but you can do it when you get home, but you could still listen and just follow along. You never know, because a lot of times parts will just start kind of popping in and you could just hear them and just see what happens. But don't like close your eyes or anything if you're driving. Okay. So I want you to just get quiet with yourself. Sit somewhere comfortable, grab a notebook or a journal and a pen to jot all the things down as you go through this exercise. You can even like dim the lights, light a candle or incense if that feels right. Set a mood for you to get into your true self. Take a few deep cleansing breaths. And with each inhale, tell yourself that you are bringing in openness, curiosity, and compassion. And with each exhale, tell yourself that you are releasing tension, feeling calmer and more relaxed. And as you breathe in, keep telling yourself, I am bringing in openness, curiosity, compassion. And as you exhale, you're releasing tension. I'm feeling calmer and more relaxed. And once you feel that you're in a relaxed state, envision a scenario of you with your perfect mate. What is this person like? How do they act? How do they treat you? What is going on in that moment? Is this the first time you meet? Is it further in the relationship? What are you two doing? Can you really get into the sounds, the smells, the feeling of it all? Speaking of feelings, what feelings does this scenario evoke in you? What feelings come up around how this person acts towards you or how they treat you? I want you to just notice without judgment. Then notice what thoughts are coming up. Again, noticing without judgment. Jot down your thoughts and feelings you're noticing, good and bad. After you write these down, take some time to go through them. Are there any surprises? For instance, did you notice discomfort for being treated well? Did you have any thoughts that this was ridiculous? That the only people that act this way are in rom-coms? Can you tell I've got a thing for rom-coms? I really do. It's like there is just a part of me that just friggin' loves them. I'm very entertained by them. Anyways. Maybe you're feeling undeserving or unworthy of this kind of relationship. Whatever it is that comes up, any type of resistance, any feelings of resistance, maybe some anxiety, maybe some worry, some overwhelm, anger, whatever it is, right? And these thoughts, right? Like, what are the thoughts? These are the parts that are blocking this scenario from manifesting. These are the parts that are getting in the way. And as I've said before, though, there is a good reason in their minds for getting in the way and blocking you. And so while you're in true self, and if you aren't there, you'll know it because you might be feeling irritated, annoyed, frustrated, or angry, for example, about this list. Then go back into the breathing exercise that I just did to get back into true self. And remember, taking nice deep breaths, inhale, bringing in openness, curiosity, and compassion. And with each exhale, releasing any tension, feeling more calm and relaxed. Once you're in true self, begin engaging with these parts of you that are blocking your manifestations. Can you get genuinely curious as to where these thoughts or feelings came from? Ask the parts to show you why they feel this way. This right here will often bring you back to a time in childhood or early adulthood. I want you to just go with it. It might not make sense, or there might be a part of you trying to figure out logically about this. And there might also be that part that would say, well, this is ridiculous because this happened umpteen years ago. Have that part step aside. Turning back towards that part that you're talking to that is trying to show you why it's blocking this manifestation, where it's coming from, maybe showing you a memory. Can you reassure the part that you're safe and so are they? That you and they are deserving of this love that you're trying to manifest? Are you noticing resistance to this? If so, ask the part resisting what it needs from you to help trust you. And if you aren't noticing resistance, what are you noticing? Is there a feeling of acceptance? Maybe calmness? Relief? This is ultimately where you would like to be with your parts. But this takes time. And especially if you are not used to, or your parts aren't used to, going in and talking to them, they kind of feel a little left out. You know, they feel a little abandoned. So building that relationship, having these talks with yourself, because there's nothing wrong with that, but having these talks with yourself and these parts of you really helps strengthen that trust in a way where they will be more and more willing and able to, one, step back and allow you in true self energy to just take control, be in the lead, or even completely shift and change the jobs that they're doing. This is how you get to the root. This is how you completely shift your perception. This is how you eradicate these limiting beliefs, past programming, conditioning, societal norms and expectations, all of these, right? This is why I say so often that positive thinking only is not going to do the shift that you need. Positive thinking is only going through the conscious level. By working with your parts in true self energy, you are hitting those subconscious areas of your mind and completely shifting them. That's the magic here. Because once you're shifted, right, once you go through this, you're opening yourself more and more and more into the universe as these blocks stop and stop, right? And it's not about getting rid of the parts. And I've said this before, the parts are there. They're always going to be there. But they can take breaks, they can step back, and they can have different jobs and roles. And this is for you to be able to do that work so you can do that, which is wonderful. But the key is practice. You have to practice this. Make it a habit of talking to your parts. Make it a habit of noticing when parts are taking over. You might need to do this exercise a few times just to build trust with your parts, and that's okay. Because then, once you have that trust built with them, you can ask your parts if they're willing to step back so you can manifest this into reality. When there is trust in the system, the part will happily step back, take a break, or even decide on a new job. One that is more in alignment with your true self and with what you're manifesting. So you can take your manifestation list, all of those qualities and characteristics of the person that you want to manifest. Use this exercise, make it a practice, and just tune in to what is happening inside, noticing any resistance, noticing any fears, anxiety, overwhelm, anger, whatever it is, right? Sadness, anything. One at a time, talk to the parts, write it down so you can just kind of keep track, see what they need from you. And just continue to do this as you're going through those blocks. And with each block that you go through, you're just going to keep opening up, like I said before. And it's going to be great. And now if you notice, if you're going through this exercise, but you keep feeling like you're getting stuck and you need help, I want you to know that I do offer one-on-one coaching packages. And you can work with me so I can actually help you with this, I would be walking you through and guiding you through your subconscious, helping you navigate through those parts, building those relationships, helping you connect, getting into your true self so that you can become self-led and the parts can take on new jobs and roles. So if this is something that is interesting to you, I do offer a free 15-minute discovery call just to see if we're a good fit. So try out this exercise. Try to make it a practice. If you're noticing you're getting stuck, really consider working with me one-on-one. I mean, because then it's all for you. It is just personalized to you. It's a 6-session coaching package. I find 6 sessions are more than ample enough work. I mean, we can really get in there with 6 sessions. And you can just schedule a free 15-minute discovery call with me. Let's talk. Let's work it out. So try it out, though. Let me know how this exercise goes for you. You can email me. You can comment in the show notes on the website. You can DM me at True Self Manifestation. Whatever it is, I'd love to hear about it. So anytime you want to email, email me. I'm here. I answer them. It's all me. It'll be great. But until then, happy manifesting, everybody. Take care. Thank you for listening to the True Self Manifestation Podcast. Check out the show notes for any links mentioned on this episode. And while you're there, grab my free guide on how to tap into your intuition. This is the foundation to any manifestation practice. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss a single episode. And please leave a review where you listen to podcasts. And if you love this episode, share it with a friend. Thanks again. See you soon.